Welcome to the Pulp Nostalgia and Old Time Radio Podcast, where we bring you old time radio featuring the writers and characters from the classic pulp magazines and stories inspired by their tattered pages. This week we have The Double Cross, an episode of Hash Knife Hartley. The series was based on the stories of pulp legend W.C. Tuttle, who also narrated the series. The short-lived series ran over the Mutual Network from July 1950 to January 1951. This recording is from a later run of repeats picked up by the Armed Forces Radio Service. As for Tuttle, he published more than 1,000 stories and novels, mostly in the Western field. His stories appeared in Adventure, Argosy, and Western Story Magazine, to name just a few. Tuttle was also a real Westerner, growing up in Montana, the son of a sheriff, and that experience informed a lot of his writing. Tuttle also wrote screenplays for more than 50 films. If you like Tuttle's tales, be sure to check out our Best of W.C. Tuttle series. All three volumes are available from Amazon or other bookstores, or directly from us at Brick Pickle Pulps. There's a link to buying pages for those books in the show notes. And remember, if you like the show, please leave feedback on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And with that, on with the show.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is W.C. Tuttle's famous adventure story of Hash Knife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens. From the pages of America's best-loved writer of Western tales come Hash Knife and Sleepy, roving heroes of the ageless West, starring Frank Martin as Hash Knife Hartley and Barton Yarborough as Sleepy Stevens. Here now is the creator of these rough-and-tumble cowboys, W.C. Tuttle himself, ready to begin today's story called The Double Cross.
Howdy, folks. Hash Knife and Sleepy have just ridden into the outskirts of Arroyo City. As they pass a small and homey little cottage, Sleepy quietly observes,
"Son, when I get too old and tired to chase over them far-off hills, that's the kind of place I'm going to settle down in."
"Yeah, cowboy. It's real homelike. Man could find a lot of peace and quiet there."
But appearances are deceiving, for although this was the preacher's home, the peace and quiet was soon broken by a violently interrupted wedding. Unaware of what was about to happen, Hash Knife and Sleepy rode on into Arroyo City. Brown hitched their horses in some shade and headed for the Silk Hat Saloon, mighty glad to get in out of the scorching midday Arizona sun. While working on a dusty trail dust thirst, the two roving cowpokes noticed that the bartender, Slim Conover, appeared to be mighty upset.
"Well, friend, you're nervous and a small boy in a dark room. That's the second time you missed a glass. Something eating on you?"
Yeah, it sure is. I'm scared I told something I shouldn't."
"How's that?"
"Well, remember that big feller, Ed Harmon, who came in here a few minutes ago asking for Otto Myers? I told him Otto was out of town, then he asked for Tom Knight, remember?"
"Well, I think I can manage, being all of 10 minutes. What about it?"
"Well, Otto Myers is the sheriff, and Tom's his deputy. You see, I loaned Tom my clawhammer coat."
"Loaned him your swallowtail, huh?"
"Yeah.
Well, of course, that clears everything up."
"You also told him that this Tom feller was acting his best man. When he asked you where, you said at the preacher's house."
You're awful observant. I kind of hoped I didn't make it that plain."
"So, wedding's taking place."
"Yeah, wedding. Married. Ruins more nice young fella."
"Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. Hey, where's
come on, Sleepy.
Well, don't see nobody trying to get away."
"Must have used a rifle in one of the buildings. Oh, I'd never find him now. Let's take a look at the target."
"Yeah.
Yeah, good shooting. Both shots had his number on them. He won't be needing a sheriff now. Who is he?"
"I'm a doggone. That's Ed Harmon. Owns the Circle H Spread. Biggest in the valley. Yeah, and was the father of the prettiest gal in Yavapai Basin. Poor little Joy."
"Real pretty, huh?"
"Yep, real pretty. And she was one half of that wedding team."
"Oh,
And the other half was Jimmy Pierce. Nice youngster, a little quick on the trigger, but likable. Say, somebody better get Doc McBride.
It's all bones. We can't do Harmon any good now.
I know, but we're real law-abiding in Aurora City. Nobody's dead here till Doc says so.
Now, it's going to be right interesting hearing you explain that to the late Ed Harmon there.
Well, it's about time, Doc.
I couldn't get here any sooner, Slim. I came as soon as I heard. Now, let's take a look here. Ed Harmon is quite dead.
Amazing what Dr. Schoolin will do.
Man, have I got something to tell her? Lord almighty, that's Ed Harmon. Dead?
Just made legal by the doc here.
Who are you?
Tom, meet up with Hash Knife Hartley and Sleepy Stevens. They was here when Ed got it. Boys, this here's Tom Knight. He's deputy to Sheriff Otto Marks.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Ed Harmon dead. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Tom, I didn't know you were that attached to Ed.
Well, it ain't that. This ain't good.
Well, most killings ain't, Mr. Deputy.
Tom, what are you talking about?
Well, it's this way. Joy Harmon and Jimmy Pierce and me was at the preacher's house where Jimmy and Joy was getting married. Ed Harmon busted in and grabbed a handful of Jimmy's shirt, yanked him loose from the floor, smashed him on the chin, throwed him out the yard. Then he took Joy by the arm and yanked her out of the house.
Sort of looks like Harmon didn't want his daughter to marry that Pierce fella.
And with Jimmy's temper, he's liable... what am I saying?
Well, there ain't much we can do until Sheriff Myers gets back. Now, would some of you boys carry it over to my place?
Why, sure, Doc. Yeah.
Then we'd all better go over to the sheriff's office. I ought to be back pretty soon.
Oh, Tom, before you go, better give me back my coat.
Huh? Oh, yeah, Slim. Here.
Is that the coat you was doing about, Slim?
Yeah. Why?
That's what I'm wondering. Why?
What was you doing at the wedding, Tom?
Well, being I'm Jimmy's best friend, I was acting as best man. At least I was till Harmon came in.
Uh-huh. And where was you when the shooting took place?
On my hands and knees at the preacher's house, trying to find the wedding ring.
What become of Jimmy Pierce?
I don't know, hardly. Never seen him after he was thrown out through the front door.
You sure ain't much help. Go saddle up the horses, Tom. We're going out and bring in Jimmy Pierce.
Oh, now look here, Sheriff. Jimmy never...
Tom!
All right. Meet you at the stable.
Sheriff, you think it's Jimmy Pierce shot Harmon?
I don't know what to think. I just can't figure Jimmy doing a thing like that.
Did Harmon have any known enemies?
No. I don't know.
Oh, what kind of answer is that?
Well, Harmon Circle H is the biggest spread on the range. He also owns the Arroyo City San Miguel stage line. He's made money and... some folks might be envious.
Oh, yeah, I know the fella once who was a dad busted full of envious soap the jailhouse death.
Why?
Begrudged the free room and board them poor jail intimates was getting.
Yeah.
How was... Intimates. How was Harmon with his money?
Oh, Ed was right free with his money. Only a month ago he offered $3,000 reward for... Say, that's something a plum forgot.
What's that?
The reward Ed posted for the capture of El Pintado.
El? What is that?
Spanish cowboy means the pinto, don't it? But why that handle?
Yeah, it does. Well, this fellow always rides a black and white horse. He's done a lot of killing and robbing, mostly on the stages.
Well, all you got to do to find this fellow is find the pinto horse, and then you...
Stevens, all the lawmen in this country have tried to do just that, but there ain't one pinto in this whole range.
Hotel, this place sure sets a good table.
Oh, so-so. I keep wondering about yesterday, son. Ain't you curious about what's going on?
Yeah.
Hotel man said they brought that Jimmy Pierce in late last night. We might go over to jailhouse and word grind him a little bit.
Yeah, might. But he'll keep. Right now, I kind of like to nose around those hills just east of town.
Why there?
Rough country. Close to Arroyo City. Make an awful good hiding-out place for somebody who'd want to hide out.
Well, who would want to hide out there?
I don't know. That pinto old feller, maybe.
see anything, Hash Knife?
No. Brush is too thick. Better hold up. This here's about as far as we can go.
Yeah, hope. What? Well, what do you know? A blind canyon. Look at them walls, straight up.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess... Sleepy. You smell anything?
No, can't... Uh-oh. Smoke. And you don't need to remind me that where there's smoke, there's fire. Let's get on out of here.
Easy, cowboy. Look back there, the way we came.
What? Look at that fire. It's coming faster than a spooked up maverick full of loco weed. Son, we caught. Oh, I just hope I ain't going to be as sorry as I think I'm going to be.
Only way out's the way we came in. Turn that Appaloosa yours around and start rolling toward it. And we can find a way through it.
Hit it. Let's get it.
Sleepy. Quick, pull over here to the right. Get that wall.
Are you crazy?
Don't argue. Get on this overhang rock. Quick.
Yeah, all right.
Ain't much, but the outcrop right angle to the canyon like this might funnel the fire away from it.
Oh,
tie your bandana over his eye. We got a chance of making it by staying right here. If the horses don't bolt. I never realized what a blessing water really was till we got out of that blazing canyon and found this creek with a regular swimming hole in it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's the matter with you, son? You got a rock digging in your back?
No. I was just thinking that Pinto feller must have seen us. Sure trapped us slick.
Yeah, darn near roasted it.
Right now, looks like he's holding all aces and face cards. He knows who we are, but we don't know who he is.
Yeah, it kind of scares me. Right now, I feel like I ain't got enough backbone to hang up and rap.
Well, we might go back to the Roya City Jail and have a little talk with that Jimmy Pierce fellow.
Well, then let's hurry. Come on.
I was pretty mad and figured I'd better get out of town before I did something I'd be sorry for.
Uh-huh. Did you gun down Ed Harmon, Jimmy?
I swear I didn't. I didn't like him, but I'd never kill him.
Well, he busted up the wedding and worked you over good. I'd say he did that because he didn't like you.
Look, Hash Knife. Old man Harmon had a lot of money. I'm a cowhand, make 30 a month and found. I guess he figured I couldn't take care of Joy properly on that.
Uh-huh. Harmon have any enemies you know of? I mean, anyone that'd want to kill him?
No. Harmon was a big operator. Probably trampled on a few toes, but I don't know of anyone that'd want to murder him.
Well, hi, son. I wasn't sure you'd still be here.
Sleepy, this is Jimmy Pierce.
Well, hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Sleepy.
Well, did you find out anything, Eisner?
Not much, but Pierce here has convinced me he didn't kill Harmon.
Oh, son, I could have told you that. It was that dad-busted Pinto feller, done it.
But he couldn't have...
What was you going to say?
Nothing at all.
Sleepy said this Pinto feller must have gunned Harmon. You said he couldn't have. You know something and you're holding back.
No, I ain't
that nice. Look, young feller, you got about the same prospect as a 3-week-old jackrabbit in a coyote pack. If you didn't kill Harmon, maybe Hash Knife here can help you out of this mess. But you've got the string along, too.
Well?
Well, I didn't want to say anything. I've kept the secret because of Joy. You two got to promise me not to tell anybody what I'm going to tell you.
We'll promise if it won't protect no killer.
It won't. Because, you see... El Pentado couldn't have killed Ed Harmon.
Well, dadgummit, don't stop now.
Because Ed Harmon was El Pentado.
What?
You sure?
Yeah, I know, and I wish I didn't.
How come you're so certain? Can you prove it?
For sure. It was like this. About 3 years ago.
Ain't you that big, huh? Ain't you with us, Jimmy?
They would bust in right now. Mm. Howdy, Sheriff, Tom.
Howdy, boy. Well, Sleepy, guess we better be moseying and let Jimmy eat in peace.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Thank you, Tom, for letting me jaw us, Jimmy.
Oh, sure. Anytime, Hartley.
Come on, Sleepy, let's drift.
Well, thanks, Hash Knife. Bye, Sleepy.
Where are we going to, son?
I want to take a little pass here out to the Harmon spread.
Well, now we've been out to the Harmon place. Did you find out anything at Hale?
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, that means you did get something. You gonna tell me? I don't think.
Well, when we was looking over the riding stock, I got the makings of an idea how that Pinto horse business might be worth.
Well, how?
Made a particular point to find out which was Ed Harmon's mount. As soon as I saw it, I began to put two and two together.
Yeah, well, will you quit gin and hoeing? You got me busting with curiosity.
Yeah, you know, could work real easy. You see, Harmon's horse... Head them rocks, Levy.
I'm way ahead of you, son. Get up! Dad, busted, if it's that Pinto fella again, so help me, I'm going to blow his head.
Better pile down old fat tag here, Sleepy, or I'll have to catch this Pinto fella all by myself.
Oh, ain't you funny.
Hey, guys, don't shoot. It's me, Jimmy Pierce.
Over here, Pierce. Holster that rifle.
All right, Pinky.
Yeah. Yeah, he's holstering his rifle. Better keep him covered, though.
Son, he's covered like a marshmallow on an anthill. How come he's out of jail?
How do I know? Keep your finger on the place. We'll find out in a minute.
You'd never start back from Harmon.
Jimmy, how'd you get out of jail?
Tom Knight worked it. While after you left, he went over to the Silk Hat and heard the boys talking about the killing of Ed Harmon. Seems they figured I was sore about him beating me up and that I'd done it. Well, most of the boys was drinking. You know how whiskey talk is. Well, they got themselves all worked up and decided a lynching would cure me of my evil ways.
Well, it might at that.
Sleepy.
Look, Jimmy. You never did finish telling us how you figured Ed Harmon was a Pinto fella.
Oh, that's right. The sheriff and Tom come busting in with the vittles. Mm-hmm. Well, about 3 years ago, I seen that Pinto horse for the first time. It was Ed's horse, and...
His horse was white, and he daubed it with mud or clay or something and made a Pinto out of it. Run a horse in a creek, and it was white again. Simple.
How'd you know that?
Guess. Been done before. No Pintos on this range, so it'd have to be a white horse patched with black or a black horse tricked up with white somewhere.
Why, if that ain't a regular double-dyed double chuff.
You got it figured right, Ashner. I caught Ed once making the change on his horse. That's why he hated me. I never told, though, because of Joy.
One thing, though, bothers me. If Ed Harmon had a lot of money, why'd he go around robbing as this Pinto feller?
I don't know. Unless it was because Ed Harmon was the kind of fellow that never got enough. The more he got, the more he wanted. Well, I better be going. And thanks, fellas, for trying to help.
Jimmy, promise me something, will you?
Sure, Hatch Knife, if I can.
Even if Tom brings you the grub and money, don't pull out until after I've seen you again, huh?
Huh? Oh, now, look, I better get
you
out.
You better do just like Hatch Knife says. When that nose of his gets it twitching like it is now, he's on the trail or something. Ain't you, Hatch Knife?
Maybe. Well, what do you say?
Well, all right, Hatch Knife, I'll take a chance. I'll wait at the line shack till I hear from you.
Good. Well, let's get going, Sleepy. I got some nosing around I want to do in Arroyo City. My luck holds good. I might come up with some amazing answers.
Hey, jump! Hit him!
Now, look, Slim, this is mighty important. You sure there ain't been no lynch talk here at the Silk Hat?
How many times I have to tell you there ain't been no lynch talk. In fact, Arroyo City has been a special quiet since Ed Harmon was killed.
Uh-huh.
And what does mean?
Say, I just recollected something. You boys just got back in town. Maybe you ain't heard the news.
What news?
Well, shortly after you come in here yesterday asking directions to the Harmon place, Jimmy Pierce busted out of jail.
Oh, he did? Oh, That's against the law or something, eh?
How'd he do it?
He jumped Tom Knight and grabbed his gun when he wasn't looking, threatened to kill Tom if he didn't let him out. And then the fine beginning to think Jimmy might have shot Ed Harmon after all. Just think of that, threatening to kill your best man.
Tom Knight said Jimmy threatened to kill him?
Yeah. Then Jimmy bragged how he fooled everyone being El Pintado.
Hey, huh?
So Tom says Jimmy admitted to being the Pinto fella.
Yeah. Said he needed money for Joy and...
Well, that Jim was the biggest, flattest face liar I... So he was a Pinto feller after all.
Thanks, Slim. Come on, cowboy. We got places to go.
Well, you ain't said where we're headed for.
To see Deputy Sheriff Tom Knight.
Well, why him?
Well, ain't you figured it out yet?
Figured what out?
Sleepy, sometimes I kind of get the feeling you got more brawn than brains. On second thought, about 50-50, I'd say.
Well, thank you, son.
Oh.
But if Jimmy Pierce is that Pinto fella, why are we bothering with that jug-headed deputy? Let's get him ourselves.
We're still going to see the sheriff and Tom Knight.
Oh, let's go get the Pinto.
You know, Sleepy, when a good Lord was passing out brains, you must have been better hid out than Moses in a bulrush.
sure was all wrong about Jimmy. Never figured he'd turn bad the way he did.
Me being Jimmy's best friend, I sure hate to join this posse with you, Sheriff.
Tom, what gave you the idea that maybe you'll be in this shack?
Yeah, Tom, we could be wasting a lot of time riding clear out here to Thumb Butte. If you could guess wrong.
Oh, just a hunch. Of course, I ain't certain he'll be there. I got a feeling he might. We used to fish up here.
Hey, Snap, what is happening? I'm as confused as a Comanche brave at a quilt can be.
Just hang on, Sweepy. It won't be long.
Better pull up here. Go ahead on foot.
Oh, boy.
This way. Keep it quiet.
Smoke coming out of the chimney.
Uh-huh. That means my guess what... Hold it. There he is. Fishing down at the creek. Yeah. Well, I, for one, ain't going to take no chance with that murdering.
Hold it, Tom.
Oh, hey, what's the idea of grabbing my arm?
Jimmy. Jimmy Pierce. Don't reach for your gun. We got you covered. Now come on peaceable with your hands up.
Stop. Hash, Knife, and Tom. You both tricked me. You lied to me.
Take it easy. You'll be fair treated.
Yeah, I sure hate to bet on that.
Jimmy Pierce. I hereby arrest you for the...
Hold it, Sheriff.
What's it?
There have been some monkey shines going on you ain't been aware of. Just stand easy. It'll work out. Jimmy, you can let your hands down now. Answer me one question. Was Tom Knight ever in love with Joy Harmon?
Well, yeah. We courted her together, but when she promised me, he stepped aside, and that was an end to it.
Yeah, that's all I need to know. Jimmy, Tom's been aiming your neck straight for a noose.
Hey, what are you talking about?
The fight between you and Ed Harmon gave him the idea to gun down Harmon and make you look like a killer.
Well, lies. They're all lies. Hartley can't prove nothing.
Tom, we was friends since we was kids. We hunted and fished and went sparking together. I trusted you. But now I'm calling you a lying yellow...
I'll kill you! Oh!
Nice shooting, Jimmy.
Your number's up, Tom. Might be a good idea to try and clear yourself with Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy, everything Hartley said was true.
Yeah, one thing more, Tom. You told Slim that Jimmy boasted of being the Pinto fella.
That was a lie, too. You see, I was El Pintado.
Listen again next week at this time when Sagebrush Theater will bring you another story of the Old West, recorded from the library of radio programs of many years ago. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.